page 19. Module 1. Reading. 5. Look at the pictures. What have they got in common? Read and listen to the text and check your answer. Reading tip. Read the text quickly for ST to get a general idea. Then read the text again more slowly. The name game. When is a name not a name? Is your name the same as your mum or dad's name? Or a grandparent's? Here in the West it's common to give a baby the name of a relative, but in the East, for example in China, it isn't at all. It is disrespectful. Is your name your parents' favorite place? Where are Brooklyn, Orlando and Paris? Or who are they? They are beautiful places, but they're also foresty names. And what about fruit? How about apple or peaches? They are strange, but they're also real names. And why is Metallica Sutton called Metallica? It's a cool name for a heavy metal band. But for a girl? Metallica's parents are Metallica fans, but they say that Metallica is a combination of their names, Merrick and Natalia. So, where is your name from? How did your parents choose it? Do you know? 6. Read the text again. Are the sentences true or false? 1. In China it's common to name a baby after a relative. 2. Brooklyn is the name of a person and a place. 3. Apple is a name and a fruit. 4. Metallica Sutton is a heavy metal fan. 5. Metallica Sutton is a girl. Her mum's called Natalia. Orlando Bloom. Orlando, Florida. Grammar. Question words. Question words. What is your mother's name? Where are you from? When is your birthday? Who is your favorite actor? Why? How do you say nickname in your language? 7. Complete the questions with question words. Then match questions 1 to 6 with answers AF. Write them in your notebook. 1. What's your name? 2. Are you from? 3. Is your favorite name? Is it special? 4. Do you spell your surname? 5. Is your best friend? 6. Is your birthday? A. It's on September 24th. B. It's Davidson. C. My best friend is Ryan. D. My name's Matthew. E. I'm from Edinburgh. F. It's Julie. It's my mum's name. 8. Interface. Work in pairs. Use the models in exercise 7 to make dialogues. Grammar guide. Page 22.